Okay, so I am going to approach Stacy Jackson about being on the library board, and then I'm, and tell her that we have approved her, and then I will make some phone calls and see if I can get two more now on the library board. I can do this, I can do this. And I really do appreciate everybody and all you do and all you think you do and, you know. No, I really do appreciate it. And yes, Cindy, I'm going to miss you. And
yes. Talk him into it.
So is there anything else?
Not that I can think of. Oh, I do have one thing. The reason I asked about the summer reading for the middle school and high schoolers is that Diane and I were talking about this.
Oh, right.
And so she said she will take care of, you know, tracking everything, promoting it at the high school, if it can be promoted here also, and that everything just be reported to her. However, she says she has neither funds, no funds available for any type of reward at the end for the highest X number of readers.
Okay. Now, and is she okay. Mm-hmm. Backtrack. Is she I thought hers was... I thought hers was kids helping out with the summer reading program. Is she talking about doing the summer reading program for high schoolers?
Yes, doing a summer reading program for high schoolers, middle schoolers, something like that.
Okay.
Because I know, like, the elementary school that you would do it, the middle school would do it back in the day. My kids and my nieces and nephews were
schools. I'm taking stuff to the elementary. And like I say, it's up to, I get a lot of kids from the middle school who come and help and do all the stuff and read, but also help me while we're doing it.
Right. And this is more than like a reading competition to see who can read the most during the summer.
Uh-huh. So, okay, well, she needs to, I need to have her come and talk to me,
okay.
Basically.
I will talk to her.
Who is this, Diane?
Diane Johnson. She is the librarian at the high school.
Okay.
And,
will the summer reading program be at the park or?
We're going to do it at the park again. We had a lot of parents that said it was so fun here. Can we do it here again? So it's like, all right, I'm game. So we'll do it in the park and go from there.
Okay.
That starts June 7th.
As a board member, do we need to do anything to help with that?
If you showed up and helped,
she would cry.
Probably would. It would be wonderful. It's one of those of such as on the first day where I'm going to have several notepads there. Everybody needs to sign their children up at that time. We'll be giving out all of the books and the bags and things like that at that time and letting them color them. And then I thought we would open it with snow cones. And yes, it's a pain in the butt, but the kids love the snow cones. And so, yeah, if you showed up, I would not turn anybody away.
Okay. Well, like you said, like someone had mentioned that if some one of us showed up, she would cry. I did show up. She did cry. What is he doing here?
No.
You have hands. That's all that matters.
Exactly.
So just as FYI, Carolyn also not only does the summer reading program and then the winter reading program that you were doing downstairs.
I do a preschool story time downstairs on Tuesdays at 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I go to Head Start, or Head Start comes here on Mondays. And then I go do the hospital daycare on Wednesdays.
So she does quite a bit?
Mm-hmm.
That's quite a bit.
But it's right now I'm going out to Head Start and doing the story times because they've lost their bus driver, and so they're, you know, it's one of those, it's close to the end of the year, so I'm about to say something more, I know I am, but ordinarily they come here, and that is with reason, because the only time these kids might come and be in the library is with Head Start. And so we want them here. So the whole purpose of it is to get them into the library.
Is that the Head Start in Centerfield?
Yes, yes. And I've been doing this for years. I can't even tell you how long I've been doing it with the Head Start. And it's been a good program, so.
I noticed your sign up on the calendar for Centerfield residency. You too.
Well, see,
lobby their council.
You betcha.
So what is this with lobby their council?
Several years ago, I can't tell you how many, Centerfield used to donate money to our library. And then one of their council people said, oh, let's just do the bookmobile and not do the library anymore. So then we started charging Centerfield patrons $20 a year. Here's the thing. When I do summer reading, when I do Head Start, when I do Tuesday preschool story time, I don't ask anybody, do you have a library card? If you, you know, are you from Gunnison and, or are you from Centerfield? I'm sorry, you don't have a library card from Centerfield, you can't come. I don't do that. Summer reading. We don't go, oh, your family doesn't have a library card and you haven't paid a patron fee, you can't come. We don't do that. And so, you know, it's one of those of...
So the question I have then is, do Mayfield, Fayette...
Fayette pays into our library. Mayfield does not. They have to pay patron fees. Axtell does not.
The county has to pay patron fees. Yes. So I live in the county.
Yes.
So, okay, that's why I was curious what other cities are doing to help support the library.
Yeah. Okay. And, you know, it's one of those of...
I think we paid for like 5 years or 10 years or something like that, so we didn't have to worry about it canceling and not remembering the payment.
and it's one of those of, you know, now you've got Salina and Richfield that you can check books out from, and
also the state. Library, or is it Salt Lake County? Maybe. Which one is
it? Well, we do interlibrary loans, but you still have to pay for the postage for that.
Right, but what I'm talking about is the online.
Libby or
oh, yes, yeah, you've got Libby, you've got all of the...
Which comes
behind,
through here.
Yes.
Which comes through here to...
Right, you have to have...
Library card.
That's one where you have to have a library card, and it has to be current. You can come in. The library's open.
Hi, Mayor Siddeley.
It cracks me up because I might not see somebody for a year, but I get a phone call. My Libby's not working.
Yeah, that's me.
So the reason I ask about this is now that we come back to Centerfield, so the whole thing with Centerfield was to encourage their city to contribute to...
Right, and so
library.
That the
so that they can get
Centerfield
library.
Patrons don't have to pay for library.
So... who is the, are you the point on talking with the city council for Centerfield to be able to articulate all of these benefits that are available if the city is willing to contribute, if not individuals have to do it? Because like my daughter lives in Centerfield. She wants to come up here. She has to pay a fee to be able to get books out for her son.
She needs to come and sign our sign up here.
Come and sign our sign up.
We have a petition going on.
So, okay. Sounds like a plan.
Okay.
So
and yes.
A couple more minutes.
Yes.
Do I need to do anything?
Nope.
Okay.
We can close. It's just, is there anything else that needs to be brought up? I'm sorry, Jeff. I didn't mean to shut you down. No. Is there anything more with that?
No. Just that I can't leave.
Sorry.
Okay. Movement to adjourn? Anybody want to move to adjourn?
I'll move. Okay. Go ahead and send it for your last thing.
Yeah, send it to your and Deborah seconds.
Second it.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. This meeting is over. Thank you.
Well, we reconvene.
Our next library board meeting is in August.
August 2nd.
Okay. Thank you.